this Melachon. And I want to go to start with the Chazon Ish. Okay? I'm going to start reading, and first I want to show you the second side for us to appreciate what the Leshem is all about and how this can change people's lives. Ta'ut noshenet nitazercha belev rabbi musak bitachon. Says Chazon Ish, there is an old mistake and an old error in people's understanding of what bitochen is. Yes. Yes, for sure. Anybody should have, because this is, I think, okay, this is the foundation of our faith. Okay? And I think that this Chazon Ish and this Leshem is what's called the gift of Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit is a great gift, but you have to know how to use it. And I think that this represents what the gift of Yiddishkeit is all about. And I'm going to start with the Chazon Ish, because the Chazon Ish is, you'll see the nuance of the Chazon Ish, of how to read in the nuance. The Chazon Ish comes from a sefer that he has called the Mudu Mitochen. And Mudu Mitochen is called the Book of Faith and Trust. And I think it's a foundational work on the understanding of what Bitochen is all about. And this is what the Leshem, in some ways, comes to argue, but in essence, to part of the conversation. But says the Chazon Ish, Ta'ut noshene b'lev rabbi musak bitachon. There is a mistake, a common mistake, on people to understand bitachon. Shem bitachon meshamesh l'midah mulel l'vikari b'fini achzidim. That the word bitochen is a word that the chassidim, people who are really believers of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nistova musak chova la'amin b'chol mikre shepodeh shav dom mikre ha'atid bilti mukhra u'shnei drachim be'atid. And it becomes like some kind of a concept that when you have a situation that has two possibilities, u'shnei drachim be'atid, that there are two possibilities, there are two outcomes. Achat tova veloshnia. One is a good outcome, and the other one is not that good. Ki betach ye atov, that you have bitachon means that if you have a good outcome and a bad outcome, you've got to trust that the good outcome will come. Vechoshesh lipuch atov, but if you believe that there is a possibility or probability of the not good outcome coming out, umechusar bitachon, that is a chisor, and that is a defect in bitachon. So bitochen means that things work out. That's what people think. People think a bitochen means that things will work out. Ve'ein hoiroz zog biton nechon. But that is a mistake if understanding of bitochen is that. Bitochen doesn't mean that everything will be okay. Shekol shalom nidbarei min nevua goral atid, said Chazon, unless you have a prophecy that tells you what the outcome will be, you don't know what will happen. If you have a good outcome and a bad outcome, bitochen doesn't tell me that the good outcome will come. That only you need a prophecy for somebody to tell you. In other words, what appears to you good and bad. In other words, when you look at your own judgment, good and bad, says the Chazon Ish, for you to believe that only good will come out, that's not bitochen. How do you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has cheshbonos? You don't know what's good and what's bad, and you don't know what comes to you. What bitochen means that whatever it happens, it's not by chance. It's not random. Anything that happens, there is a reason for it. So bitochen doesn't mean that something good will happen. So it means that what is planned is something that has an idea behind it. And because we know that the concept of faith in life instances is one of the midas of Adam. The same way that when you talk about anova, the idea of being humble, or the idea of being kind, you can't measure. We know that physical things can be measured. We all know that in physical items, if you can't measure, you lose its tzura. Ukli shavur eino kli el acheres, and therefore something which is broken is not a kli. Aval midos b'neod mitchalfod ma'adogot lasa b'zeh b'zeh. But midos, you can't measure midos. You can't say this guy is a big bilbal b'tochon or a small bal b'tochon, because this idea of measurement is only on physical items. Ulekol ish yashar ish midat anava umidat rachamim. Not every good person has some humbleness and some mercy. But how much mercy this guy has and how much bitochen the guy has is different. They are above one the other, but you can't measure. So that's the same way faith. Faith is something that there are various madrigas, there are various levels. There are people who are ktane amona. Noach was mamin venu mamin. You can't measure what faith is. As long as you believe. Some people are believers, but a lot of the beliefs that people have, that's what Chazon Ish is saying, are false beliefs. They are believers, they are maminim, but you can't measure that this guy's a bal bitochen. If you think that everything will be okay, says the Chazon Ish, it's not bitochen. That is, stop fooling yourself. Bitochen, according to the Chazon Ish, is something very simple. That whatever it happens is not by chance, is by design. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is designing it. Aval emunosem chalusha. So therefore, faith. You have people who have strong faith, and the people who have a weak faith. Ve'im pi'ulat emunah sholetet aleim. Some people have faith, but their faith doesn't control them. Sometimes faith is only enough to stop people from doing terrible averes. Some people have a stronger faith. And you could see their faith in a more obvious way. The same way people who live in their faith, we have an unbelievable faith, but the different forms of faith. Faith, like any midas, is not something that you can measure. This is a great balemuna, this is not a great balemuna. Why? Because there are various aspects to it. So therefore, says the Chazon Ish, this Chazon Ish is a very basic. That when a person comes to a situation, the person comes to a dangerous situation. Teva, and the natural way is lifchod mitivat olam, that you're afraid of the outcome. You come to a situation by Lena, that the outcome is not that simple. Vekeshet ruchoyer peu milizkor shena mikre adonea lanu. And a person is forgetting that whatever it happens is done by the design of the most kind of voltage, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vesh'im atzol Hashem eloshio, and Hashem can always help you. So some people get into a situation of despair, and they are forgetting that whatever is done is by design, and the one who did the design can save you. Ulechen mesavim shechlifu et kol ha-misovavim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do whatever he does to change that. Ve'avlaga b'shak ha-shal azu, and therefore to be able to contain yourself, to master yourself in such a difficult time, ulehashrot b'kirbo et ha-emet ha-idua, and to put into your heart, ki ein kan lefanav shum pegara miad ha-mikre. There's nothing that's going to happen by chance. Rak ha-kol mitoy izbarach. I mean, now, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Ben letoy, ben lemutav. It's good or not good. And therefore, the faith of a person is measured by how much he can take away the fear. You have to believe that you could be saved. So says the Chazon Ish, what does bitochen mean? Bitochen means that when a person is in a situation which is difficult, he has to believe that's by design, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can save him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no reason, just because the odds are against you, the odds make no difference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Chazon Ish, and that's very important, what does bitochen mean? Bitochen means that when you are in a time of sakona, you've got to believe that it's not by chance, you're not in a random event, And you cannot rely on statistics. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, statistics mean nothing. You have to believe. That's why, afilu cherev chad amunachas al tzavor shel adam. Even if you have a terrible, the odds are stacked against you, you've got to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can save you if he wants to do so. It's not more difficult if the odds are against you, as long as it's not a miracle. Yes.
As long as it's not a miracle.
Yes, as long as it's not a miracle.
So if the other person's, the enemy's free will comes, in other words, he takes the murderer takes up the gun to shoot. It's
not by what you do. What you do, you have to total control. It's what comes to you that's beyond your abilities. Bitochen is when you can control.
He's saying by design. So if he takes the gun and picks up to shoot you, that wasn't by design.
The idea, can somebody take upon himself something that's not by design? That's a machloikis, and that's a separate issue. We won't go into it. That's the Zohar and all the people. We're talking about any happenstance. The reason why we're going this is because you see that the Kabbalists argue with this, and the Chazon Ish also on ones. And this, according to what we learn, you see how it fits in. But the Chazon Ish understanding of Bitochen is a very clear understanding. The clear understanding of Bitochen is that if something comes to you, you got to believe two things. That whatever comes is not by chance, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can change, and therefore odds mean nothing. Just because the odds are against you doesn't mean that you're doomed. So that hope is right. But the belief that everything will be right, that's not Bitochen. You need actually a nevuah to say that.
So even though you believe Hashem can do anything,
but doesn't mean He will do.
That's right.
That's it.
That's a big.
This is the Chazon Ish. I'm telling you, you're going to see, because you're going to learn now. According to what we learn, you'll see. That's very important. Chazon Ish doesn't mean that He will do. It means that He can do. Your belief that He can do is bitochen. Your belief that He will do is just fooling yourself. Okay. This is a quintessential chazon ish. And what is bitochen? Is to create faith.
Is Hashem constrained by His plan that He can't do anything different?
No. That's what chazon ish says. You have to believe that Kodesh Baruch Hu is unconstrained. Unless it's a miracle. He's constrained that He won't create a physical miracle. This way the chazon ish makes a big difference. Right? To put yourself into a situation that you need a miracle to get out. In other words, if somebody goes into an extent to see how doomed he is, that's no good. Then you're constraining the situation. But as long as you leave the game in a fair game, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't. Odds don't change it. Okay, it's very important. This Chazon Ish makes a huge amount of difference. But the reason I'm showing the Chazon Ish, because I'm going to show the nuance of Chazon Ish, because this Chazon Ish, in my view, is actually in some ways very depressing. Okay? Why? Because the Chazon Ish tells you, listen guys, that's what Bitochen is. Bitochen is that you believe that Kushboko could be Matzah, but that doesn't mean he will be Matzah.
So it's reasonable for you to be scared.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because no, but he's saying, doesn't he say that if you have Baal B'tochen, you shouldn't be scared?
No, does not say you shouldn't be scared. He should say that you don't be scared that nothing will happen randomly. Meaning there is a scare that some people, and the reason is B'tochen, I'll tell you the truth is what the Chazon Ish talks to me, and you see the Leshem. Because I believe that this Leshem will change your life, it changed my life. But I had a friend who passed away out of something that I believe is a medical error. Okay, and it's a terrible thing to feel this way. So says the Chazon Ish, there's no such a thing that somebody dies because of medical error. Because everything is by design, it's not by chance. As long as you do your best, right? Unless you go. But as long as you do your best, not by design. So Bitochen tells you that you have to believe that everything is by design, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't change the outcome at any time as long as it's not a miracle. Which means also you cannot put yourself in the situation of a miracle. Because if you put the situation of a miracle, you're basically tying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands.
So does having Bitochen precipitate a positive outcome?
No, so Chazon Ish should not say that. We're going to see it. Just read it. I'm going to say the Chazon Ish is very nuanced. This is quintessential. This is the Nuno Bitochen. ובמידת הביטחון, that's why I'm reading it because we're going to go to Lashem. ובמידת הביטחון להעמיד עצמו נקודת אמונה, אף בעל אותו מחשבותו צד עשוי ושיהיה ליבו ער. He he has to know. What is bitochen? Bitochen is even when you go and you are in a...
When you have
isurim. In other words, you are in the verge of isurim, right? You are in a situation, you are in a crossroad. And loyalin, you see the loyalin, the situation, if it's not a good result, it's terrible. So what's bitochen? Sheilibo er ki lo ami krep gato. You have to see that even if the result is bad, bitochen means that even if the result is bad, she'ein mikre bo'ilam klal. You have to realize that that's not my chance. So in other words, the idea is when you are in a crossroad, loyalino, that you have, and you see that the results might not be good. Bitochen is to say that even the bad results are by design from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, raka kol me'ito yizborach. Vosh omru l'lion z'povetik, one says by l'lion z'povetik, one in Tainis, ve'anu nischayavdu, to say that if there is a bad outcome, is because you actually deserve it. That's it. The Rachazanish wrote this. This is... this is, I don't know, but I think it's right after the war. This is, has to do with the war, because everybody was very affected by the war. It's exactly right. It is at that time. At that time, people were very shocked by the outcomes. So the Chazanish is saying that when you have that outcome, bitochen means to say that whatever the outcome is a Kodesh Baruch's design. V'im ein ato horgeinu. What Papas Volulianus, the Gemara in Tainis, tells that they told the Romans that it doesn't matter if you kill us or not. Why? Because if you decide not to kill us, harbe oil gimishol lamoka kuchbochu kill us non defmoi. And if there is a gzera to be killed, it doesn't matter what you do. You're just being, at best, a tool to happen. Ve'arbe dubim lamoka kuchbochu could send us bears, he could send us anything. Bekol ze memidas bitochen. Says Chazanish, this is bitochen. Gam be'lot shel hatzalah. In the same way, for you to try to save yourself. Shetabat bnei adam lishtadel bahem. So the people always try to find ways to save themselves. The war. Mishtanot etzel abotech. Very different by someone who's really abotech. Instead of looking for people to help you, and looking for, some people look for things which are basically just drawing at straws. If you believe that the only reason this is happening is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, instead of wasting your time or just drawing, like trying to grasp at straws of some kind of like a low probability event to help you, do mitzvahs. You should focus on tefillah, tefillah, gzera. So in other words, if you believe that something is coming, and whatever the result is because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to do ishtadlus. But to do ishtadlus to an extreme doesn't make any sense, because you know it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu happening, because you could get away from this, something else will happen to you.
So what? Hishtadlus, do we do? Look at Yosef asking the Sar HaMashkin.
Chazonish.
So the question is, what are we supposed to, how much are we supposed to do?
At least I didn't make the copy here, but Chazonish says that's exactly right, depends on the boteach. That's why bitochen he can't measure. To some people, like Yosef, he did a minimum ishtadlus, and he was criticized for that.
Right.
It depends on the midas of bitochen. That's why Chazonish says bitochen we can't measure. It's not a physical thing. Each one is his own madrega. The basic idea, the criterion of the Chazon Ish is the following. As long as you do, you have to do your shtabos. You have to do something physical. But you have to do something physical that it shouldn't come as a miracle. But when you start drawing, you start pushing the envelope or drawing a straw, people get desperate and people start looking at things which actually make no sense. Placebos. A Baal Bitochen has to know that you did the ishtadlus, the rest in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or whatever the outcome is.
Because Jeffrey Jacob put in with Esav.
Jacob and Esav.
Had a time
we
it,
are
right?
going to see the Leshem, because the Leshem argues with this very much. So this is the Chazon Ish in this code, the Midah HaPshuta. The Midah HaPshuta with the Chazon Ish is this. That bitochen is, you got to do your ishtadlus. Drawing as straws is not, because you have to know that whatever it happens, it be Yodesh LaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can change at any time. Now, you could make a miracle, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to make open miracles. It's not going to be Mishana, the Teva, because the Teva is, the nature is some kind of a... HaKadosh Baruch Hu put some kind of boundaries with himself.
Huh?
So Ishtadlus says a Chazonish, and I skipped a few parts. Chazonish says it depends on the person. A normal person needs Ishtadlus. Huh? Because that's Gzeras HaKosov. You're right. It would make no sense. A person Chazonish will say it makes no sense. But the Pasuk says, Berach Hashem Elokecha Bechol Asher Taaseh, you have to do it. It's always that dialectics between Bitochen and Ishtadlus. But otherwise, you're right, Chaim. There's no Ishtadlus. Right? But Ishtadlus, how much Ishtadlus? It's on a person who depends. On Yosef?
How do we know? How do we know?
So that's what he says, that each person is Bitochen. So I always say the Chazon Ish is, you cannot, if you want to cross every T and dot every I, that's a Chisoron Bitochen. If you want to do nothing, that's a Chisoron Ishtadlus. Where you are, it's in between. Now, look at the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish will say, this is what Chazon Ish says in Perek Aleph, Perek Beis Halacha. Now, at the end of Bitochen, okay? Yes?
You can have somebody very religious, follows Hashem very well, but says, I will not go along with Bitochen.
Now, Chazon Ish says, what is Bitochen? Bitochen, Chazon Ish talks about it. He said, we have the first mitzvah of the Torah is faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, faith is amorphous. You believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bitochen is the practical aspect of faith. That Chazon Ish says. So if you don't have any Bitochen, you are violating Emunas Hashem, which is the basics of Yiddishkeit.
But the person, like you say, can say that Hashem will bring everything, whatever direction it is, it's going to go, whether it's good or something positive or negative, whatever it is, but Hashem has the ability to change whatever it is if he wants to.
That's Bitochen.
That person says, okay, I don't want to believe it in Hashem's hands then. I'm going to do what I want to go in another direction.
In other words, if you want to say, I don't want to be told in Hashem's hands, but I don't trust him.
Right?
That is a Chisoron Bitochen. Now, where is, you should know something. The Pasuk says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha asher hotzeticha me'eretz Mitzrayim. I'm the God that took you out of the land of Egypt. And I spoke so many times. The land of Egypt is a historical event. But this is a prototype of life. There is a great book. And by the way, this Chazon Ish and this Bitochen, which is in the smallest sense, is something fundamental. There is a great book, and I think that's a must read to people. It's not Jewish. It's called Dance with Chance. I mentioned before. Dance with Chance is called The Fallacy of Control. People believe, like you're saying, they say, listen, I don't want to be in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to take care of myself. But this is the mistake 101 of life, that you believe that you can control. The fallacy of control is probably the most dangerous fallacy that humans can have. And this was a study done, and I'll tell you what the study is. There were four psychologists that decided to study the aftermath of 2001, September 11th. And their idea was the following. Right at September 11th, everybody remembers, there was the people that died. And the first reaction was, if you remember, Moshe, what came down? Airline stocks. Airline stocks went down. Why? Because people decided they're not going to fly. You're crazy. You're going to fly, there'll be some crazy guy that's going to take the plane into a building, and people remember the Pentagon. If you remember the first stocks, this thing, people so short airline stocks. So they wanted to see. So they went and they tabulated the results. They said, okay, airline people who died in air traffic accidents in 2001, there were 3,000 and some odd, there was somebody else. In 2002, there were none. There were no air casualties in America. 2002, and 2003, I think there were like two people died in some air casualties. Okay? 3,000 and some, zero and two. So they followed up. Okay, so what happened? All these people who did not fly, they had to get some transportation, so they drove instead. So they look at traffic accidents. And traffic accidents went from 60,000, if I'm not mistaken, to 84,000 in 2002. And in 2003, they went to 70,000. Why? Because people think that by driving, you control everything. And that's a fallacy of control. Because when you drive, at best, you control what you do. It doesn't control the weather. It don't control the other drivers. So he says, which is the irony, right? This terrorist killed 3,000 people, and our own stupid behavior killed 25,000 people. At least eight times as many. And he said, this is what the humans make a mistake.
We have a no smoking campaign, and that has lowered the deaths from lung cancer.
Right. That's a good.
We use seatbelts, it lowers the.
Absolutely. But that is for sure, because you are lowering the odds. But if you go ahead and you go and you don't look at the odds, let's say driving is more dangerous than taking a plane. You're right, because if you take a driving, you think that you are in control. It's called the fallacy of control. In other words, to lower your odds, it's great.
But
never ever your hishtadlus have to be to know that you are lowering the odds. You basically, that's your hishtadlus. But for your hishtadlus to be the belief that you are in control, exactly what we spoke about. The guy says, I don't want to be in the control of God. I want to be in my own control.
No, you are in control. You have lowered the death rate.
No, that's what he's saying. That's what the fallacy of control says. You are in control that you lower the odds, but you don't eliminate the odds. You never eliminate the odds. In other words, there is always what's called the element of chance. And that's what the self-help is. If you acknowledge, because if you believe that you can never eliminate chance, the only question is you want to stock the odds. Then you say,
yeah,
okay.
We've eliminated smallpox.
Exactly right. No. Let me give you an example. The driving is an example of going to smallpox. The driving. If you look at it, what's more dangerous, to drive or to take a plane, airplane? Clearly, the statistics tells you that taking a plane is less dangerous. But the difference is less statistically safer. But there you can control. You can never control 100% of the odds. Why? Because you're in the hands of the pilot. You're in the hands of the other guys who are just sitting with you. And you are, in good English, a sitting duck. But the other driving, you are in control. Even though the odds are worse. Says then to chance, that is the wrong attitude. You never do something that statistically is worse just because you believe that you're in control, because you have to acknowledge that you're never in control, which means eliminating smallpox, right? You're right, you don't die of smallpox, but does that mean that you live or you have better statistics of life? No, you created one sickness, but you're still exposed to other sicknesses. So in other words, you can never...
But lifespans have increased.
Yes, it doesn't matter, but you can never... What he's saying like this, that you can never eliminate chance from your life. You could go ahead and diminish. That's fine. But you have to... If somebody says, because that was the question, he says, you know something, I don't want to take any chance. People say that all the time. I don't want to take any chance. I want to say God is good, but the Chazon Ish is telling you, it doesn't mean I can't control what God does. I'd rather take care of myself. This is a fallacy, which is the fallacy of control. You will never be in a situation that you're fully in control. You could go ahead and death, take away from the lexicon, and this is proven, by the way, they do it in medical tests. Every medical test, you have to go ahead and to say, okay, you can control yourself. You just have to look at it with the odds, like not smoking. Your odds are better, you do that. That's a hishtadlus. But if you have to do a hishtadlus because you think... Let me give you an example. They do this kind of great test that they charge you a lot of money for these low probability events, right? They do this full body scan that gives you basically if you have any malignancy anywhere in your body. Not that it's going to make any difference. And by doing that, you actually increase the exposure to malignancy because you're taking radiation. So you're right. You're going to feel that you are safe, because you want to be sure, what people always say, you want to be sure. By being sure, you're making your odds of not getting it worse because you're exposing yourself to a lot of radiation. Says that is statistically a mistake. Because why? Because you could be clean today and the next minute you get something. Just the opposite. A lot of people who do this unnecessary and unneeded tests,
false sense of security.
They give a false sense of security, and a false sense of security is the most dangerous. I know that on the markets. On the markets, you have to cross every T and every dot every I. But the second you believe that you have crossed every T and dotted every I, I can guarantee you that you blow up. I'll tell you a story. For me, it's a very interesting story. And I always say like this. The only guy I ever fired from my desk was probably the smartest guy that I had on my desk. And he's the only guy I fired because I hate firing people. And for me, it's a very difficult thing. But the smartest guy is the guy. Why? Because the smartest guy thinks that he knows everything. And he crossed every T and every dot, every dot and every I. And he takes risks which are wrong to be taken. You always have to realize that no matter what you did, the market teaches you the market is smarter than you, richer than you, and more powerful than you. Some people are stupid. If you say, okay, maybe they're afraid of the market, but that's good. I'll tell you a story, and this is a real story. If anybody remembers long-term capital management, capital management, they were the smartest people. Nobel Prize winners and etc. And there was a guy called Eric Rosenfeld. Eric Rosenfeld is an extremely smart guy. Extremely smart guy. And I decided to hire one person who worked for long-term capital. And I took the guy. And long-term capital management looked for inefficiencies in the market. The market was wrong. And I remember when I hired him, that was in 1998, the beginning of 1998. So I asked him, listen, what happens if you did this opposition and you bought these bonds? And those bonds, at that time, there were two under ones and after ones, two bonds which are very, very, very almost the same. And you bought the cheap one and you sold the expensive one. So I asked the guy, what happens if the cheaper one became cheaper? It's always going to happen.
That happens at all arbitrage.
Right? So
they carry you at
what you do day. It. What you do it. I'm telling you, this is a real story. So the guy tells me, 1 second. I told him, what happens if the cheaper is 10 basis points? And it went to 11. What do you do? The guy says, 1 second, if it's at 10, I liked it. At 11, I love it. I will increase my position. I said, okay. What happens if he goes to 15 basis points? At 11, at 10 was good. At 11 was great. So what's at 15? So the guy says, at 15 is even better. We increase even more my position. I said, you know something? What happens if it goes to 20? Nothing stops it. So the idea is that the worst of being dead wrong is being dead right. Because if you're dead wrong, if you're dead for the right reason, because you're wrong and you're dead. But being dead right, meaning that you're right, but you're dead in between, is terrible because you're dead for the wrong reason, because you should have not died. Because there's this hubris. I told him, this is gaiva. This is hubris. That's what you're going to teach the market because you're afraid there's no chance that you can control the outcomes. The market can do whatever it does, and it's bigger than you, it's richer than you. And I remember picking up the phone to Eric Rosenfeld at that time. And Eric Rosenfeld at that time was long-term capital management, and they were the richer, the most powerful. And I was friends with him. I said, Eric, are you serious? You think that you can control everything? I told him, you know, we are Jews. You're Jews also. And there is a verse, there's a pasuk in Mishlei that says, Lifnei Shever Goyim. Before you break, you are the strongest. So I told him the simple meaning means that before a person dies, he always has a spur of life. But the Gra, I told him, the great Gaon Mivilna, I explained who he was, says just the opposite. Lifnei Shever, do you know what is the precursor of a break? Is going when you feel invincible. Invincibility is what creates destruction. Because God tells you that you can't get away from me. You could think that I can cross everything that I don't need you, God. If you do that, and I told you it's called the Titanic syndrome. Look at the Titanic. The odds of the boat, who is unsinkable, to sink in the maiden voyage is probably a lot less common than sinking forever. If I tell your boat to never sink, or I tell you the boat to sink in the maiden voyage, sinking the maiden voyage is a lot more rare than not sinking at all. Not sinking at all is very possible. To sink in the first voyage is almost impossible. But the second you break, you believe that you're invincible, HaKadosh Baruch Hu teach you the lesson. Because bitochen, dance with chance, is part of life. You can never get away. What Chazanich is telling bitochen, guy, is a fact of life. You've got to believe that you can't cross every T and every die. You are in his hands. And this acknowledgement is bitochen. If you don't have bitochen, I can guarantee you, the Gro says on the opposite side, Lifnei Shever Goyim, that if you believe if you're invincible, you will sink for sure. You know, it's odd. I told this Eric Rosenfeld, this was the beginning of 1998. In 1998, everybody remembers, in August, the same long-term capital, they had the best positions in the world, and they went bankrupt, and their fund went to zero. Only didn't go to zero, went to two, because the Federal Reserve saved them. And this always ran across my thought that this was like a prophecy. It was not a prophecy. I thought, this is life. We are Jews. We believe this. God did not create the world that you can get away from him. Bitochin is the Jewish gift of life, but it's a reality of life that you can't run away from it. And if you don't acknowledge it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remind you. And I've seen this in my life time and again and time and again. This is history repeating itself. It's the history of the Titanic, and that's long-term capital management 1998. And this will repeat again and again and again. And this year, anybody who knows in the markets, there were these people who are quote-unquote the invincibles, are being taught the lessons that you can't be invincible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't allow you. The system is not made. The system is rigged. And that's the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are no atheists in the foxhole because try to do that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, try, lifnei shever goyim. Act as an invincible and you'll be taught a lesson immediately. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't allow that to happen. Okay, that's the Chazon Ish.
You want to read something from the end?
Yes, and now I'll tell you the other part of Chazon Ish. This is the depressing part of Chazon Ish. Because Chazon Ish is telling you, I always say this is very depressing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you have to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He can't get away. If you don't believe him, he'll make sure that you believe him. And the belief is, what is the belief of Bitochin? That whatever it happens because he designed. And he has the power to save you. Don't be sure that he will save you. Very depressing. Now, Yesh od bibidas habitochen. I'm going to read you because the last line is not clear, but you could write. Yesh od bibidas habitochen. However, there is one level additional in bitabitochen. Kelaboteach shore ruach hakodesh. If you're boiteach bakodesh bochen and you really trust him, there is a special ruach hakodesh. Umitlave imo ruachos. And there is a special power that accompanies you. Hamevasroi, that will tell you. Kiom nam yazreu Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu do help you. Even though you can't trust him, if you are boteach in the level of the bitochen, that person will get a special siyata dishmaya, a special thing that he will realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only can help him, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him. וכמו שדובר דוד המלך, לדוד המלך לא משהו says, אם תחנה עליי מחנה, לא ירא ליבי. If there is a war against me, I won't be afraid. אם תקום עליי מלחמה, if there is a war against me, בזאת אני בוטח. וזה עניין מתחלף לפי מעלת הבוטח ורב כושר. This depends on the trust that you have. If you have the trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a way, then you could be sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you. So the bitochen is such that if you are boteach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can help you, and you boteach HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is in his hands, he can help you. Mm-hmm. If you are boteach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you. And that's the midah of David HaMelech, right? And remember in September 11th, if you remember Bush, right? He says, Gam ki lech. I remember he read the Perek Chof Gimel. Mm-hmm. We even would walk in the valley of death. I shall not fear. Why? Because you are with me. I shall not fear. So there is a madrega in bitochen that you don't have to fear. And that is the bitochen that all of us aim for. And this is the Leshem. The Leshem is the one that tells you that mid of bitochen, you don't have to be, because this is in the numerology. If you live in the world of number 7, you are stuck with the Chazon Ish Perek Aleph. If you live in the number 10, you have gone to the Chazon Ish in Perek Zayin. It all depends on how you relate to him. That's how he relates to you. And that's why we're going to learn the Leshem. And this Leshem is something that will change your life. But Chazon Ish himself acknowledges that if you relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu differently, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will relate to you differently. If you relate in a very rational basis, like we just saw, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will relate to you the same way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Hashem Tzilcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your shadow. Whatever you relate to him, that's how he corresponds to you. And that's why it's so important, the Leshem, because the Leshem is the greatest gift of Yiddishkeit. That you could live in this madrig of the number Zayin, that not only you believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu can help you, but you could believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you. And you don't have to be a tzaddik neir. It's only the way how you believe in him and how your relationship is with him. The same is a marriage relationship, right? How you live with your wife. That's how the relationship is. You build that relationship. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a relationship that you build. It's not a static relationship. It's a relationship that is very much, and that's the Lashem. Okay? So that's why this Lashem is a must, because if you believe like the Lashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will relate to you like the Lashem. Okay? The Chazanish acknowledges that. Okay? So let's go see. We were last week, so we're going to continue where we were last time. Okay? Now, we are on page 1, Kufyud Gimel, and let me see where we're going to start. Okay, we're going to start on page Kufyud Aleph. So let me just tell you what we saw the last time. The last time, when the Lashem comes to explain, the Klal Yisrael ask Moshe Rabbeinu, "Hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu imayin? Is God in us or not?" And the question is, how? What does that mean? They saw the miracles. They were afraid. They were afraid of water. So says the Lashem, they were afraid not that the Kodesh Boch was not. Hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu, meaning, do we deserve to be saved for miracles? They saw miracles, but do we deserve that? The Sitra Achra told them, guys, it's great, but you just don't deserve. You don't have dessert. Okay? Now, Omnam Hine Shogu. So he's going to say that the Jewish people, because this is based on Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, as we spoke, he was afraid of Esau. Ah, where's the bitochen? So Chazal say why? Because he was afraid that you're right. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do for you, but maybe Shema Gora Machet. Gemara Brocha says maybe you don't deserve. So it's good in theory, but not in practice. Says the in page Kuf Yudalet. Omnam hine shogu bechol zeharbe. Says the Leshem. However, they made a terrible mistake. Vayash yabishtam. There were two mistakes on this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never wants to go and fight with you. You never have to give up that you don't deserve. There's no such a thing that you say, okay, I don't deserve. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not trying to hurt you. If you want to go and get better, you can always get better. There is no such a thing as Yush, as giving up. Shabbos Kuf Daled Yuma. If you do a little bit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps you a lot. A person can always be misakin himself. But now look at the second mistake. The first mistake is, you can't give up. I don't deserve. There's no such a thing that you don't deserve, because you can always make yourself better at every minute of the day. Now the second mistake, and the voice says, this will change our lives. They thought like this. Nothing, if your boiteach, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will help you, nothing can stand. Because you can create a reality. Look at this medrash. Haboiteach b'Hashem chesed yesod bevenu. If you boiteach b'Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu give you chesed. Afilu rosha haboiteach b'Hashem. As long as you trust that this is going to happen, chesed yesod bevenu. This is going to happen. You don't have to deserve. If you believe in true belief, you will create the reality. If you trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have chesed surround you, irrespective. There are many pains to a Rosha. There's only pains to a Rosha because he doesn't trust a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Va'boiteach b'Hashem. And the Pasuk continues and says, but if you're boiteach b'Hashem, afilu Rosha. So their mistake was, first of all, you're not doomed because you're Rosha, because you go to Adbik Tshuva. Bitochen is not all in the Rosha. Bitochen is a relationship. If you believe, it's going to happen. Omar Ramban b'sefer emuna v'bitochen. He quotes the Ramban. Kizeu shenemar b'tach b'Hashem. It says in the Pasuk something beautiful. Trust in Hashem, vasetov and do good. The Lord Neymar asetov b'tach b'Hashem. It doesn't say, if you do good, you trust Hashem. The Ramban says, the Pasuk says, trust in Hashem and do good. Says the Ramban, ki habitochon eino tolu b'mantri toivim klal. Bitochon is never tolu in dessert. It's not tolu in dessert. Ela b'tach b'Hashem. The Pasuk says, trust in Hashem, ben shetie tzadik, ben shetie rosha, b'tach b'Hashem. It doesn't matter. If you could be a tzaddik, you could be a rosha, as long as you trust it to happen. Ela shachar kachomer, the pasuk only continues and says vasetoiv. But if you're boteach b'Hashem and it happens, don't be like the guy, the famous guy that says, God, if you go ahead and you find me a parking space, I'm going to go ahead and go to Minyan. And then some guy pulls out, the guy said, okay, God, I don't need you anymore, I got the space. That's not how it works. If you're boiteach b'Hashem, you still have to do good. Because don't think that you're going to get away. You had a bitochin, and now you got away from this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pay you someone else. So the pasuk says, bitochin is so powerful, they can actually empower somebody to do nothing. Because you could have bitochin and do nothing. The pasuk says, still do good, because that will come back no matter what. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu marech ruche ve'gove dilei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very patient, but he'll get from you. Ve'im tzeiz mani pro michal kuponi, you get paid anyway. Ve'olai gam divra choy v'salvoves, who gam kan v'chzeh, says the Mleshem, this is also choy v'salvoves. Ayin sham. Aval bitochin, not shubotech, ein adovor emele negdei. If you're boiteach, it will happen, nothing will stop. You don't have to deserve. So for the psalm, the mistake of the Jewish people in the Midbar was, first of all, they thought that once they don't deserve, they're doomed. They're never doomed. But number two, that's not all in dessert. They were afraid that the Yetzirah would go ahead and would make them think differently. That was the mistake. The Jews should never be afraid. The fact that you have bad machshoves and bad intentions, as long as you don't do it, that's fine. So the Klal is so in the Midbar made a mistake. Because number one, they could always change. Number two, is not totally on dessert. And number three, they didn't do anything wrong. Just the Yetzer Hara was trying to convince them to do something wrong. This is the gilu of Arech Anpin. When they said, "Is Hashem with me or Ain?" That was a chet. The fact that they didn't believe the bitochen could help them, no matter what, that was the chet. That's why the Pasuk actually criticizes the Jew for that taina. If you are afraid that you won't deserve, it's a chesoron habitochen. They didn't believe in his miracles. So they didn't believe in themselves that they deserve miracles. The only time you deserve that you don't deserve is a chisson b'tochen u'bechol shamarnu v'izbaro lekamash
zelbo. How do you reconcile that with the Arabs' belief in God?
Huh?
How do you reconcile that with the Arabs' absolute belief in God?
By the way, that's why the Arabs are so dangerous.
No, understood.
Their belief of God gave them the success. That's why they're successful. Their success, the success of the Arabs, and Rabbi Shulib Diskin already said, their success and their truth is, we're going to see this, but Rav Chaim Vital says the real fear of the Arabs is because they trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a way, and you can't stop them. That's why they are unstoppable.
Belief. Jihad, it's a false belief. Hashem doesn't want them to go killing people because they don't convert.
The false belief is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that.
Right.
But if you believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make it happen, you could create reality. The trust, if you believe, you realize something. And that's what the Leshem is going to explain also with Simon Shem the next time we get together. If you live in the world of number 10, that you realize that it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you believe that, you are unstoppable. That's the reality of it. We create our own. Listen, guys, this turned into a movie. This Leshem. It's called The Matrix. That you create your own fears. If you give value to things, they can hurt you. But if you believe that Kodesh Baruch Hu is invincible, it's all a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and He'll make it happen. He'll make it happen. That's why the arrows are so dangerous. It's not right.
How do you account for that?
How it is only, and I tell you, that's why the arrows, the only way is having bitochen in the same level, because this way they can hurt you. But Moshe, this is why they are so dangerous. Because their trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that much so. Now, is that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants? Absolutely not. But would HaKadosh Baruch Hu stop them? Probably not. And that's why they are so, they are periodic. They are the ones which are uncontrollable. Mm-hmm. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taya biyode. I tell you, if you look at Islamic, Islam is an unbelievable religion. Why? Guys, let's talk about it, right? In the year, the 7th century, comes a guy called Muhammad, who has these visions of the angel Gabriel, tries to convince Jews. He basically learned a lot of things from Jews, and he does something called replacement theology. Replacement theology means he's replacing the Jews didn't deserve, he's coming. And he was able to convince 1.4 billion people. Mm-hmm. So he writes in the Quran, that the biggest proof is that we are going to do it, trusting God, and you see it's going to work. Mm-hmm. He conquered the old Arab Peninsula. He conquered the Persian Empire. And it was impossible not to say that he was right. It was impossible. That's why he was able to prove. And the proof is because they were so successful. Because their degree of trust was that much. And he writes that in the Quran. And you realize that this is an unbelievable story. I mean, it's not that it's convenient, it's not that it's easy, but they see success, and success breeds success. Meaning when they did the first early conquering of the Quran, he was trying to show, see, God is on our side. Because if you trust on Him, He comes to you. So
it's
the
more
idea.
Depressing than the Chazanish.
No, it's not, Moshe. But it does say, Moshe, but it does say that if we have the belief, nothing can
happen
to us.
No, I understand that. But well, we don't have the belief, then what happens? What's the natural result of that?
The natural result is, now, the only hope is, Moshe, that how many people of those really believe in the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Right? That's the muta today. Right? It's easy to say. Mm-hmm. Because this is to live in the number 10 and that belief and that, it's very, very hard to do it. But the Emunah Bashem, listen, you know that there is a Rabbi Shaul Leib Diskin who says that if you have no shul to daven, instead of davening at home, you should daven in the mosque. Can you imagine? Because it's Lifnei Hashem. That we heard from Moshe, that if a Muslim is davening, you can't go in front of him. Mm-hmm. You can't pass in front of him because he's talking to the Shekhinah. Can you imagine? The same way when Davin Shmoneh Esrei, you cannot pass in front of him, cross a problem. You cannot do that when somebody in the Muslim is davening.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. And that's why Moshe is right. This is what makes it scary. The scary part of Islam is not the Iran buying a nuclear weapon. Everybody said, who cares about that? But the fact that somebody can go and kill himself, that is very, very dangerous.
Somebody said they daven five times a day.
Yes, there's no question.
Two times, they go five times.
Ah, yes. Because the simple idea, if you know, they probably got that from the Jews in Yom Kippurim. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the famous hadith of the Miraj, mm-hmm, that talks about the bargaining of the mm-hmm five times. Mm-hmm. Nobody says it's not a simple idea. But that's why, but it empowers us. But that same way, that's why the real enemies that we have, what's Ishmael? Ishmael. Mm-hmm. That's why Chazal say that they are going to be mitzair Klal Yisrael and force Klal Yisrael to do one thing. You know what it says? What does the Medrash say? Pekeder Blazer? Not to the Tshuva. To be mispal b'Kodesh Bochu and HaKodesh Bochu b'Moshi Oisa b'Sora. They will teach us how to daven. Because if we trust, and this is it. This is our power of bitochin. And the irony is that Israel and its origins of after the aftermath of Second World War, because of that attitude, became the attitude of Kochi Vaitzim Yodi. Became the attitude that
that's
we can
so
do.
Scary.
And that's all scary. That's why the Arabs were given. And they are the ones to wake us up and to say, listen, we can. And we are going to Mitzvah Hashem, and we have to stop because we're late. But in 2 weeks, Mitzvah Hashem will see this Lashem. But this Lashem can send our lives. It can create a relationship that Kodesh Bohu, that faith becomes a reality. And the Briskerov was used to say on the Pasuk, Kave El Hashem, Chazak Ve'amitz Libecha Ve'Kave El Hashem. Why is the repetition of Kave El Hashem? It says, because we talk is like this. If you trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kave El Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make it happen. So Chazak Ve'amitz Libecha, He will give you strength. Because you see the bitochon works, and then kavel Hashem, and then you trust Him even more. In other words, there is a snowball effect of faith, that the more you believe, the more it happens, the more you believe. But if you don't get into that loop cycle, you go. So that's what the Chazon Ish says. If you go to the Chazon Ish, Perek Aleph, you could. Says the Leshem, today the world is given that we can achieve the Chazon Ish, Perek Zayin, and it's in the hands of us, and hopefully we'll learn how to do that.